With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Party of the Minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast actor, producer, and rapper Drake. Drake was doing a live stream to promote an online crypto casino called Stake. Now, another streamer who was watching it asked Drake if he could loan her $500. Now, here's the thing. Seems ridiculous, but Drake is worth $250 million. Drop in the bucket. And it was a chick. So he was like, yeah, girl, you got it. And then his credit card was declined. Drake's credit during a live stream, right? So he's doing whatever his pitch is for this joint. This chick, who, oddly enough, she was laying on a bed getting her feet massaged. Don't know about that. But anyway, she was like, can you loan me $500? Kind of jokingly. He's like, I got you. He's worth $250 million.
Yeah.
He's trying to promote the crypto casino. Sure, he's going to do it. Pulls out his card and on the live stream, he's like, nope. I don't know how.
And he responded like, oh, my God.
Oh, he was like embarrassing.
Oh, he was like, wow, sorry.
Damn. I don't know.
His voice went up an octave when it happened.
How are you worth $250 million? Dude's salary is about $70 million a year. Oh, yeah. We researched all this. I don't understand.
That's just a glitch in the system.
I don't know, man.
I was at a place once. My card got denied 2 times. I didn't call my credit card company.
Who are you with? Were you with anyone that you're trying to impress?
I was. It was after a wedding at a very nice hotel in D.C., and I really respected this guy. He's a restaurateur, and I said, let me pay this bill. It's $110. Got declined twice. Ooh. Next day.
Third time got through?
No, he just went.
All right.
He's older, and he goes, Teddy, just let me take care of it.
Oh, damn.
And then the next day, I used it. It was fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
It just wanted to humiliate.
I'm still pissed.
It is the worst feeling in the world. I've had that a few times. Like $12 or that. Like your card was declined. Like, what?
Jesus.
But luckily, they ran it again. I'm like, okay. Anyway, yeah, Drake. Worth $250 grand, $500. Credit card decline. Live stream. Good luck. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hogan's please to everyone. Now Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played.
Hey, sure do, Thrill.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of five categories, because we're giving like that. You have The Wonderful World of Drugs. You have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go with Mike's choice today.
Mike goes animal. All right, here is your story. Wildlife officials said that reports of an alligator sighting in Arizona's channel likely stemmed from the presence of a far more mundane animal. Now, rumors circulated on social media that the presence of an alligator in Lake Havasu's City Bridgewater Channel, well, they offered unclear photos taken at nighttime. It was sent to the Arizona Game and Fish Department. They depict an animal that some observers said resembled a swimming alligator. Now, local police also reported seeing an unidentified animal swimming in the channel, but they did not speculate to the species. Well, Tom Cadden with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, he said investigators did not find any evidence of an alligator in the area. He said the animal seen in photos is likely something else entirely. Likely something else entirely. But the problem is, they still have no confirmation what the animal in question is or is not an alligator. Nevertheless, what animal are Fish and Wildlife guessing this animal is? An alligator, a beaver, an otter, or a large tortoise? So alligator, beaver, otter, or large tortoise, they can't confirm it, but what are they spinning that this thing might be?
Where was it again?
I'm really hoping it.
Lake Havasu in Arizona.
Oh, Lake Havasu.
Correct.
Huh. I'm really hoping it's a big bushy beaver.
Yeah, it is a beaver, dude.
Ted going beaver.
Beaver.
Justin going beaver.
Yeah. Beaver, man.
Otters are saltwater, right?
I don't know, man.
Large tortoises don't get in the water. I'm going beaver. It's a three sweep on the beaver.
Otters are fresh and salt, yeah.
They go both. But there's no saltwater near Arizona. So there's different species. I just don't know if they're like salmon where they go both.
So you guys are all swinging beaver.
We're all swinging beaver.
Beaver swinging.
We're going to find out if it's an alligator, a beaver, an otter, or a large tortoise next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories Animalize This on Profile This. Official said an alligator was seen in Arizona, of all places. However, it was a different animal. It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But animal people, they speculated it was...
They're still not sure. They just think it's something else.
Okay.
All right. That's the whole thing. And Justin, we asked you what you thought that animal was. Real quick, Justin, were you thunderstruck in the last couple of minutes? Because according to Brian Johnson, he said you have been thunderstruck and none of us have been. It must be you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, cool. All right. So I want to make sure Brian Johnson wasn't a liar. By the way, somebody here says, because all of you guys agreed that it was a beaver.
Yes, we
somebody here says, three guys, one beaver. Sounds like it should be a men's room happy hour porn special. So D. Ted Smith, Miles Montgomery, and Justin all went with beaver.
Yeah. You are correct. Beaver for the win.
Beaver for the... Again...
I'm having mustard tonight for dinner.
They don't know that it's a beaver. They think it is. But then a lot of people chimed in. They said, hey, man, Lake Havasu, there's tons of beavers there. During spring break, we see them all the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I guess if you know, you know. They don't know that it's a beaver.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
Everybody having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, man.
All right, good. I have a list of character deaths in movies and TVs that destroyed people.
I appreciate the segue. I kind of like how you did that, but that's terrible.
You want sad music?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make Ted to be the bad guy, yeah.
Okay. I guess maybe, do I have to say spoilers? I don't think so. These shows are all pretty old. Number 10 on the list, Bambi. Now, it's not on the list. Right.
Damn, Ted, you got me. I was like, that's the classic death right there, man. Like, we all get stung right out of the gate.
Mufasa. Now, not on the list.
No.
All right, these are... The actual list starts with John Coffey in The Green Mile. That's Michael Clark Duncan's character.
Well, okay. Sure, man. I didn't see
unfortunately,
that
he really did pass. Which sucks.
I think most of these you didn't expect them.
Right.
So
right,
that's
exactly.
Why they,
you're
they,
watching the movie like, oh, man, they're like, this. Oh, God.
Yeah, you kind of hoped that he was going to pull through on that one, but the guy was literally on death row. It's like...
that is true.
It was beautifully made.
No, but he's right. If you're on death row, how upset... And look, it upset me as well. I'm just saying, looking back, as you just said, the guy's on death row, how upset can you possibly be that he died before he was killed?
Well, and such a phenomenal actor, he's sitting there. Any final words? I'm sorry for what I am. Like, damn, man, don't be sorry for that.
Don't be sorry about Clark Duncan.
I never actually watched it. Oh, no kidding.
Oh, to kill you. Even if you know it's going to happen, you can be upset.
Now, this one, I know, got a lot of people. I watched it in Lifetime. People were DVRing it. Basically, our old boss was really pissed when I brought it up.
Hey, Dave.
Our old boss.
he doesn't want to be a part of this.
Nope. I never.
Opie on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh yeah. That one hurt.
I bet he's an A-eater.
That's another one you just didn't see coming. And how it ended, you're just like, oh, my God.
And it was so brutal, too.
Yeah, he just kind of took it for the club. I will say, though, I do enjoy some series. I can't think of one right now where it's just like the writers are like, oh, any character at any time can get it.
Can die. Yeah.
Game of Thrones and the like, yeah.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, Game of Thrones, I'm like, don't get attached to anyone.
Nobody. Nobody.
Rue. In the Hunger Games.
Oh yeah, Rue. She was the little black gal that was hanging out with Jennifer.
Lawrence. She was good.
She was great. She helped her out, and then just a friggin' errant spear, man.
I'll tell you the one. It did not upset me. It surprised me. But when Pet Sematary originally came out as a movie, little kid wanders.
Yeah.
All right, but I remember everyone in the movie theater. You see a little kid on the highway. You see a truck barreling down. And I was going, oh. And I remember saying to the chick I'm with at the time, man, they don't kill little kids. And oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I absolutely thought it'll be fine. Like, oh, Jesus.
Well, and that was part of the problem with the Hunger Games. And it was one of the, you know, it's something like there's 13 districts or something like that. Two people from each. So there's 26 people. Only one's going to come out. So you start, if you're really thinking ahead, as I was with Rue, like, all right, this kid's nice. I like her. She's cool. It's like,
at some point, there's only going to be one.
She makes French food good.
Yes, she does. Now, this one is kind of shocked it made the list. I know. I had a rude joke myself. but only because it was a book and everybody knew it was going to happen. But Marley and Marley and Me.
Oh, come on.
No.
And listen.
Half the people who saw that movie read the book. My wife read the book, and I did not realize what book she was reading. I just knew she was reading a book. When I come downstairs, and it's before work, and like she's bawling on the sofa, and I'm like, dear God, what happened? I thought she got news, you know, like family member kind of thing. She holds up the book, and I'm like, okay. So about a year later, the movie comes out, and she says, I want to see the movie. And I said, babe, I love it. You got to see that on your own. I do not need to see. I already know what happened. Then she went to see the movie, and guess what? Cried like she didn't know it was going to happen.
The only reason I didn't cry at that movie is because I took a bet that I said I would not cry during it. Yeah. I did not know what happened. I knew that that Marley was going
down. Did you lose the bet?
No, I held it. But boy, that...
You never had a golden retriever.
I had two. Okay. I had one that I had to put down prematurely.
Yeah, that's the one dog you really get sad about when you lose.
Yeah, like, it's always a golden retriever.
So sweet, dude.
But a golden retriever is so nice. The whole lot of them.
Boromir. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Boromir. Oh,
Boromir.
Yeah. Because the thing is
which
that...
Which dude was he?
He was Sean Bean. He was the son of the steward of Gondor, and he was of the race of man. And the whole thing is that he had a moment of weakness where the power and the evil of the ring corrupted him for a second. He tried to take
that
it,
dude, yeah.
And then in the moment of redemption, he has this moment to save two of the hobbits, and he goes out there and he starts fighting like a badass. And then all of a sudden, he goes down in one of the most dramatic ways, dude.
I know you're talking about, and that's why you don't fight for hobbits.
Yeah,
that's my rule.
That was dramatic.
So I was a kid when I saw character deaths in movies and TV shows that destroyed us. Number five on the list: Cedric Diggory.
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
The problem with Cedric Diggory was not Cedric dying. It was his dad's reaction, because his dad was there. And the whole thing is that, and so I'm sorry, I'm taking over this list here. But the thing is that after his dad saw him, because they're in this big old tournament, and
they
all of a sudden, bam, Cedric shows up and his dad loses it in one of the most real ways that you've ever seen. Like, that was devastating. He's like, my boy! And he's sitting there screaming
Mike,
about
have
it.
You seen Up?
Yes.
Okay, calm down.
Jesus.
Horrible.
Oh,
Ellie,
man.
From Up.
Dude, breathe. And here's the thing with Ellie. Breathe.
Awful.
Breathe, Mike.
Awful.
If you have not seen Up, Ellie dies in the first 5 minutes.
Yes!
I mean, really? The way they set up the movie... So my wife kept saying, apparently it's really, really good. Let's watch it. Fine. Watch it with the kids. And they kind of do this time-lapse version of one of the main characters' lives, right?
A happy life.
Man, right. And I'm watching the scene. And I mean, you're 5 minutes into the movie, and I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That is the brilliance.
I mean, oh, my God.
The fact that they could get you so attached to a character that you haven't known for five minutes.
Never said a word.
Like, this is like one of the best marriages ever. She's adorable,
my God.
Man.
I feel like I am just ruining Mike's day here.
Keep talking to me, Ted.
Fred Weasley or Wisely from Harry Potter?
From Harry Potter. Because he's one of the twins.
All right.
So, again, it was more of the reaction of his twin brother now seeing his brother laying there. And honestly, that was a screw-up for the actors. The actor that portrayed the one that survived looking there at his now dead brother, that messed with him a little bit.
You're doing these movies. You're looking at, because they are twins, right? It wasn't like CGI and all that. And they're telling you, you got to look at this guy. Who is your twin brother? He's going to play dead. But based on the drama of it all, like, this sucks.
This is awful.
The Walking Dead, Glenn.
Happy to say I haven't gotten there in the series, but I know that it happens.
And
I know that it messed up a lot of people when they saw it, too.
And then the last one they say of list of movie and TV show deaths that destroyed us. Scarlett Johansson's character, Rosie, from Jojo Rabbit.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Nope, I didn't see
Jojo
that.
Jojo Rabbit. I never saw it. I don't know anything about it.
I mean, maybe I'm heartless or watch different kind of movies.
I think you're heartless.
But like sometimes the gangster movies get you too. Like you guys have seen The Godfather.
Yeah, sure.
Like Sonny. when he has to kill. Well, Sonny, but you do. Yeah, that's not shocking though. Tessio was the bad one. Because you're sad that Tessio has betrayed the family. Then when he looks at him, he's like something. Right, what's he's like, not even for me, Michael? And he's like, not even for you, Sal.
Oh,
hey,
and
man.
Then they whack him.
Untouchables. Sean Connery.
That's a good call.
It made me more angry than sad, and I'm like, Andrew Rambis, if you're watching a movie, this is not a documentary, right? But you're just pissed.
You are. That's a very good movie. I love that movie. I watch Untouchables all the time. Then the famous one, I think, is New Jack City, where he's got to kill his brother, and he's like, everybody's seen the meme where he's pointing the gun and the tears running down his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just watching different shows.
Someone says Corporate Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, man, nothing about that movie.
Oh, he was kind of wigged out, though, dude.
Yeah, but that whole movie is depressing.
I will say, I was doing door-to-door sales. I knocked on a woman's door. She was watching that movie for, like, a college course.
Okay.
Right? She wasn't, like, a college kid. And I said, are you watching this? And she goes, yeah, I've never watched it before. Mm. Like, this is super intense. And I was like, it was. But she was real nice. We start BSing. She's like, you know what? I like pizza. I'll buy the coupon book. And I said, what I never understood is why he just killed himself. Like, he hated the DI. And I mean, 5 minutes later, she's out on her balcony. Ted, you forgot. He killed him, killed him too. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
What about Bubba?
Bubba going down, man.
Bubba's sad.
And it's not even himself dying. It's Forrest Gump recounting.
The one I remember is Coach from Cheers.
Yep.
That was tough.
And he died in real life. So and now you're asking these actors, like, hey, this actor literally died, but we're going to carry on the show, but we're going to address the fact that this guy died. Right? I think for the actors, that had to be tough.
There is. It happened with Peaky Blinders. One of the main characters, she had cancer and she passed away.
Really?
So that same thing. They had to like write her character off, but obviously,
did they address it as a death?
I think the character. Yeah, the character died as well. But you're right. That's much tougher because, like, look, actors are very good at what they do. But that's raw emotion when you're talking about somebody who was actually
this
pressed.
Is someone I know.
Back to Coach.
And it's almost like you have to do it fictionally. You know what I mean? Like, we knew this person. This person died legitimately. To deal with the character, we're going to write them off. You could come up with anything, but now we're going to say they died, which I guess is a form of respect. But as an actor, I would think that would be difficult.
Another one that crushed everybody from Game of Thrones was Hodor.
Oh, man. You know what?
That sucked.
He was a loud Barbie, right? So, but, I mean, Mike and I know what that means, but
yes, but, he was. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're just a general, all this dude said, all right? So, in Game of Thrones, a very fantastic show, very well done. Mm-hmm. All he said was Hodor. You find out what he was screaming about a little bit later, and what he was screaming about is what took his life.
Correct.
Right? And it's just... You felt that this guy was here for multiple seasons. He literally said nothing other than Hodor.
That show crushed a lot of people.
And I won't say what it's in case you have not watched it.
Sure.
But when you realize what he was talking about, what that meant, and then you see the scene he died, you're just like, I remember I was talking to my wife. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is not okay.
Like, even with these spoilers, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones yet, go through that show, because it is a world.
Yeah, I used to watch The Shield. I think it was Clem. Like, one of those cops kind of found out something, and they felt they had to kill him. I mean, there's some tough ones where you're like, no, not him.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, man. I'm watching that show, Yellow Jackets, right now. I'm almost through what they have offered. But it's a messed up show. It's my kind of show, because things are terrible, and I love that. But... there are characters I did not expect that were going to kill off. And you're just like, Jesus, man. Wow, I feel bad.
Some NBA action tonight. You got Game 3 of the NBA Finals. You got the Nuggets and Miami Heat. That's 1-1. Which actually is a pretty good series. Both games have been good and close. Yeah. So.
Hey, by the way, racist-ass Ted. Somebody says, dude, it's Black Panther. Well, it's Ted, you know. So
it was a great tribute to him.
I'll listen to the Men's Room Radio channel on the Odyssey app.
I just want you to look bad, man.
Yeah, I was like, damn, man. I watched Black Panther on a plane.
Have you seen the second one?
I have not, but I also watched Luke Cage.
All of my favorite superheroes are black.
Ted's got black fans.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. GPS sends a man the wrong way into Canada with 400 pounds of pot in his car.
Oops.
Meanwhile, Florida residents somehow are shocked that a 5-foot alligator would end up in someone's yard. Man breaks into homes to steal sex toys as a birthday gift. Mom hands off baby at a grocery store so she can get into a rift. And a guy in Finland gets a $120,000 speeding ticket. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, we go to Ontario, Canada for our top story, where a driver made the worst wrong turn that he could have. The driver hails from California and messed up punching in an address into his GPS while in New York that caused him to take a wrong turn, putting him in the line for the Rainbow Bridge border crossing into Canada. Given that he didn't have a passport on him at the time, he was referred to a secondary examination and his car was searched, which yielded a shipment of 400 pounds of marijuana as well as $600,000 in U.S. currency. All assets were seized and the driver was arrested by local Mounties and he's currently in the court system.
And the worst part is, more than the weed, believe it or not, the cash.
Yes.
I want to say if you have more than $10,000 in cash... just internationally, you get stopped. You are
or nationally, the IRS,
right? But 600 grand, yes. Man,
that's a lot. Of
pretty dough. Sure if you go, did you already say it? 10 grand? It's like
yeah, 10 grand is the. So if you have 9,
no kidding, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. So we found that out with Don Johnson a couple of years ago. Many years ago, Don Johnson, the actor, he had I don't know, maybe $15,000 in cash on him. And all it was, turns out he had done nothing wrong. Nothing
that's walking around money right
that's
there.
That's how he operated, yeah. But it was in like a carry-on. So, and he didn't give it a thought. I'm Don Johnson, I got $15,000 cash. They stopped out, interrogated him, became this big thing.
Really?
They realized he wasn't doing anything, but yeah.
It just assumed something nefarious.
If you have more than $10,000 in cash, you get stopped. And look, I'm okay with that, but I do think it's important to let people know what the rules are.
Sure.
Right? I mean, if I didn't know and I had $20,000 in cash, which I don't, but if I did and I traveled with it,
I'm going to Monte Carlo.
Right, it's my carry-on. Right. I wouldn't think I'm doing anything wrong.
It's back to the zipper merge. If you don't know, you don't know.
Sure.
I only know about the cash limit because I watch To Catch a Smuggler when they're in the airports. And they always stop people. I'm like, you can have more, but you have to declare it and let us know.
Really?
The transfer of currency is a big deal.
Sure.
Like, once you get your drugs to another spot, okay. But you got to get that money, too.
Correct.
Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, that's all. But let people know what the rules are, and you probably find you have less. Like, people still make dumb decisions, but overwhelmingly, I think a lot of this stuff goes away if we know what the rules are.
Right. I'm not exactly positive what this guy from California was doing in New York with 400 pounds of marijuana.
I mean,
but
I know he's selling drugs. I know about that, but still, like, let people know.
I'm just sitting here like, I know that marijuana makes its way around. I mean, we got dispensaries all over the doggone place, yes, which also, I hate that we are bordered with a country that embraces marijuana. They're fine with it up there in Canada, but there is that one little sliver of land that if it's here, man, you are in chains.
You just can't take it across the border.
I know.
Or state lines.
Or state lines, right. Because state borders
and
national borders.
If you take weed from Washington into Oregon,
you're screwed.
You're screwed.
You're in trouble.
You gotta buy it there.
Correct. Correct. Doggone it. In other news, interesting events occurred in Australia as it seems a mini purge may have just gone on. That's all I thought of when I read this story. The story doesn't detail what the pair were arguing about, but two women got into a verbal altercation that quickly escalated to the point of physical violence, punching each other and hurling insults during the beatdown. You know, a Walmart fight. They were joined by two men that eventually began trading their own blows between each other, which encouraged more and more bystander involvement. It got to the point that about a dozen people inside the store were in the middle of the scrap, the most notable of which was a woman that handed over her infant child to a man before jumping into the mass. It was eventually broken up and store employees were offered support at what they went through. It's just the fact that we don't know exactly what transpired. Like, I get it. People can just boil up at each other.
Sure.
But why is everybody and their brother jumping into this fight? This feels like I gotta punch something and you just get after it.
I will protect my kid first.
Sure.
Even if I want to get involved, my kid's with me. Right. Protect kid first.
And that is it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. More Tool and Guns N' Roses tickets coming up. Lovely Taryn Daly tonight. The Secret Word at 7:30.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.